Yeah, man. You already know what the fuck it is, man. DJ Jerry, aka the voice of the streets. It's the Mixtape Trappers Radio, man. I got a special guest in the building right now, bitch. Plenty Swagger, man. What's happening?
Hey, now, say now. I'm in this bitch, man. I ain't come to play now. Talk to me. What's happening with it, my nigga?
That was good, dog. You this motherfucker, dog. First time, bro.
Yeah, say that. You know I had to come bless this hot seat, man.
Yeah, dog. We've been knowing each other for years, dog. We finally got you in this bitch, dog.
Yeah. I've been bullshitting, man. I supposed to have been tapped in when I seen this motherfucker going crazy like it was.
Facts.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, because I remember when I first met you, dog, like... We did the mixtape, bro. With you and OG Sean Gotti and shit. Yeah. Then you had got locked right.
I went to prison right after that. Well, I went to prison for like 4 years. I did like a 4-piece then.
Yeah.
So got back out. You know what I'm saying? Bullshitting a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But shit, if you could talk about it, what you had to sit down for?
I had a little dope case of shit. I used to be selling drugs and shit like that. You know how that go? Typical hood nigga, street nigga shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I'm past that now. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, man, but shit, from the beginning, dog, seemed like you always been tapped in, bro, because, Scola, you know what I'm saying, Playboy D, all the heavy hitters, you know what I'm saying, how you get so tapped in?
But I'm a street nigga, nigga was out here, you know what I'm saying, I had motion, that's what I'm trying to let a motherfucker know, you know what I'm saying, I've been having motion, been out here, you know what I'm saying, so that's how it was. Sean Gotti tapped me in with them, and shit, everything was curtain from there. We did business. You know, everything always start business first before a relationship grow. Always coming to motherfucker like business. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Spend a little money with a motherfucker. We tap in, figure a motherfucker out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then we gone from there. And then grow to whatever's going to grow into. Or, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. But shit, what side of Milwaukee you from?
Burlaw. Ninth, 10th. Yeah. Dime Bag on the other side, the Chamber side.
Yeah, but
I'm everywhere though. You know what I'm saying? There's plenty of hoods I could go to and just jump out and pop my shit in this, you know what I'm saying, comfortably.
Facts.
You know what I mean? For real.
Hell yeah. But shit, I know you are Burlaw, when you was growing up, what rappers you was fucking with, just listening to?
Shit, I was listening to Baby Drew, Cuckoo Cow, and them, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that. For locally, Milwaukee, but I was fucking with Baby Drew and Cuckoo, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, dog.
Cause I know after you got out of the joint, you kind of slowed down with the rap shit. But what made you say, man, fuck this shit? I ain't about to even go full fledged with it right now.
First, when I got out, motherfucker always want to get their money back right first, cause motherfucker always say you got to have your paper to get, cause it take money. You got to invest in yourself. So I always was trying to get my shit back together. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it was. Nigga was trying to get his money up. Then when I got my money up, I wanted more money, greed. So it just kept postponing and pushing back. Because I always been in the studio, always recording, always doing that. Mm-hmm. But, niggas be so focused on what they ain't got other than utilizing the shit that they do got. You know what I'm saying? So, I wasn't shooting videos. So I felt like I ain't had my pieces and chains and cars and shit like that. But then I'm seeing all these other young niggas with dirty T-shirts and shit like that really shooting videos. And the cameraman, beyond putting that contrast on and making that T-shirt look glossy white. You know what I'm saying? That really what it was, dog. Niggas just too busy just focusing on the wrong thing. You know what I'm saying? Investing my energy in the wrong thing when I should have been investing in the music.
But
I was really investing more into the streets type shit. You did.
Hell yeah, man. But shit, I know you done seen it. You know what I'm saying? The shit with Scales and Maya P and Yana and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? everybody got an opinion about it, man. Everybody, man.
Janky promoter. Ain't that what they calling? That's what's going around right now, right?
Yeah, that's what they saying. But shit,
there's a lot of them around here, man. You know, they really it's they praying on, people's dreams and shit. You know what I'm saying? They see your dreams and they see you hungry for it and they praying on it. You know what I'm saying? Like that. So, because, I had an incident, in that same part, he come up under that same umbrella, because when I was doing my little incident, he was right there looking and shit like that, too. You know what I'm saying? So, I guess he was sucking up game from the playmaker.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
What happened with y'all?
You know how everybody be saying you need management. Well, everybody need management. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Some kind of. So, I went out to Atlanta and talked to Authentic Empire. Or whatever. I was going to go get him some money and try to, do some shit there. But they was telling me I had to be local. But I'm like, shit, I ain't ready to move from Milwaukee yet because this work, my shit going on there. So I'm like, fuck it, let me stick to home. Get home first. Because they always say get home first, too, as far as the music. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to go, work around here. So I end up giving Playmaker $10,000, for marketing and promo.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And that ain't what I motherfucker got. I motherfucker end up getting some fake followers. Blue Check, you know what I'm saying, which was that was official. That wasn't fake. The Blue Check, I'm still verified to this day. I don't pay every month or no shit like that.
Right.
And shit like that. So, yeah, that nigga fuck. He fuck around and, like I said, he got me. He did my Google shit, but he didn't do what I wanted him to do.
Right.
I basically told him I wanted to spread my money to, like, podcasts, get some Say Cheese posts and platforms. I ain't want the old-ass little promotion shit that he was doing, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's what happened.
So, y'all basically agreed to... For promotion for other platforms, and that ain't happen.
Yeah, it ain't happen. Damn. So when I end up reading the contract inside the my email, that wasn't even in there anyway. He had some He had some bullshit already marked up. You know what I'm saying? That he already, you know what I mean, to dot his I's across his T's. The nigga was smart, so motherfucker couldn't try to sue him or nothing because he already had shit priced up, like photo shoots, $1,000, you know, shit like that. He already has bullshit priced up. You know what I mean? So yeah, that's what it was.
Man, that's fucked up, bro. Like, what shit, did you holler at him since then, or? Like,
no, I like I said, like, we talked once over the phone, and he got to, because basically what we was supposed to did was, we supposed to have started a sex toy line. I was supposed to started my little rose. I was supposed to sell a little rose.
Because,
you know, I don't just rap, man. You know, I'm into porn and, you know, all kind of shit. I do porn and OnlyFans and shit. I slang this little motherfucker. But, I supposed to have did my little toy line.
Yeah.
So he came with me. We already had it all pressed up. I had I paid Bankhead. Rest in peace.
Yeah, R.I.P. Bankhead. R.I.P. Bank, man.
I paid him to do a promo video for me and shit. So then when I hollered at KB, so I'm thinking about out that 10, because like I say, he already didn't do too much of nothing. You know what I'm saying? So I'm thinking out that 10, he finna go get my sex toys and shit like that. We finna order that. So I'm on the phone with him. Nigga talking about some, all right, you ready for your next budget? I said my next, but nigga, the first budget, damn near ain't over. You know what I'm saying? So he like, we did this and that, and woo. I had to build your, because I told you I lost my Instagram before that. So I only had like 1,000 followers on this motherfucker, so I couldn't get verified with just that. So he basically said like he tweaked my numbers. You know what I'm saying? So bam. So when he said that about the sex toys and shit, and about the budget, the new budget, I could, like, you know, I had to let him like, nigga, what? Woo. So I fell back from it. I just told him to stay clear from it. I don't want to see him. You know what I'm saying? And that's just what it was.
Yeah. That shit crazy. Yeah, man. Shit, hopefully y'all could just have a sit down. You know what I'm saying? Right. Because, like, I know KB, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with him, too. You know what I'm saying? Right. I fuck with KB. You know what I'm saying? So motherfuckers probably just got to have a sit down.
But
like,
my thing, also, my bad to cut you off, I had, I forgot to mention, I had, before he even did any work, but when I gave him the paper, you know what I'm saying, I vouched for him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I vouched for him like he was valid.
Yeah.
Just going off of my people and them that, you know what I'm saying, that fuck with me in the streets, that told me, man, fuck with him, woo, he valid. Mm-hmm. I fucked with him off their word.
Mm-hmm.
So then I ended up speaking on him, and somebody came and brought him 20,000 right after me.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? This is probably not even a month after we done did, you know what I'm saying? I done did a little 10 with him.
Yeah.
About 20-something thousand.
Damn.
And he fucked dog over, you know what I'm saying? So it was just like, he rubbed dog wrong too, because I ended up sitting back with dog, hollering like, how I turned out with you? He told me, I ain't do shit, stop picking up his calls, all that shit, you know what I'm saying? So that was kind of foul.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I kind of still feel some kind of way. So when I just seen him, I ended up bumping into him in the club, but they had the one little singer dude up here, and he tried to speak.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I don't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just, I ain't say nothing to him. Act like I ain't seen. Like, what's up, nigga? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
KB.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I'm saying? I seen. I heard him try to speak. Like, try to pretty swagger.
Like,
I really ain't got no. I ain't got no rap for you unless we really sit down and talk.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because you ain't reached out to me or nothing and let me know. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, so, you know what I mean? That's how I feel about it.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, you got 30-something thousand fucking with me just off my word, because I'm the first motherfucker in the city that really invest that shit in, because low-key, these niggas weren't giving them no money.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? For real, they weren't. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, motherfucker, really holler at me, bro, because I'm, like I said, it's just, you know what I mean? It's boiling.
No bullshit. Hell yeah, dog. But shit, like, even the situations, period, like, what do you think you got to look for, like, in a manager? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just from your experiences, like, doing the music shit.
Nigga, first and foremost, motherfucker, he got to believe in you.
Yeah.
He ain't got to look at you like no, you know what I'm saying, like no act, you know what I'm saying, like no head, you know what I'm saying? Because if he come in there like you a head, he already coming in with the wrong intentions for your, you know what I'm saying, he ain't got the best interest of your career, you know what I'm saying? So that's one, first and foremost, nigga got to believe in you. And he got to see that shit in you down there more than you see it in you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah, dog. Because you see Milwaukee, dog. Like, you see we lit right now.
They turn.
Yeah, we was talking about that shit the other day a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, like, you know how the street shit is then.
Right.
And you know how it is now.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you see how motherfuckers kind of, like, you know what I'm saying? They ain't scared to put shit on the internet.
Right,
like,
right.
What
yeah.
shit that be going down.
Yeah,
like
content-wise, yeah. like shit like that. Yeah. Because, you know, I told you, I had to get in where I fit in. Nigga, I started doing skits and everything.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And what's crazy, I just got my first million views off a skit, off one of my skits in 3 days.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Doing.
Well, where is that? Where the
It's on all platforms.
All
TikTok,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Facebook, Instagram. Plenty Swagger on everything.
Yeah.
Google, too. Everything.
Yeah, well, what you was doing on the video?
I got one, you know, us hood niggas cheap as a motherfucker. So, you know, I had one when I had like $15,000 in my pocket.
Yeah.
And I'm riding in a little coupe, nice little foreign coupe, and I put $5 in the tank.
Yeah.
And then the other one, I act like I did, I met a bitch off Instagram.
Yeah.
I went to her crib and her feet was black, dirty and shit at the bottom. And I put her on blast and recorded her and shit like that. And her feet was black as a motherfucker.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they was fucking with it. So that motherfucker went viral. Because they thought it was real, but it was really my girl.
Yeah, okay.
But they thinking it was something real. You know what I'm saying? Because you know how motherfucking ought to act or whatever you did. Yeah.
Yeah, but hey, like I already know, I know you ain't gonna lie to me because
right.
I fuck with you, Pretty
right,
Swagger,
right,
bro.
Right.
Like how many bitches you fuck with black feet?
That's foul. I didn't know their feet was black until the light came on. I was already in there. You dig what I'm saying? But I done seen a few little black feet or whatever. Fuck with them sandals they had.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That little shit.
Yeah, I definitely see some accidental shit. I see some accidental shit. Like, she ain't done like
this stupid. But you know, the bitch with them black feet got that fire. I ain't gonna lie
man.
To you. Something about the bitch with them black feet
on
the They fucking with a purpose.
Because yeah. I remember, I don't know if you seen that shit, but Lotto, it was like a couple years ago, she had went viral, but she was twerking in Mexico and shit. Her feet was black as a bitch, dog. Like, but that ass looked good.
I seen
dog.
That. That's what made me do that little skit.
Yeah.
I remember that shit. Yeah.
Yeah, she's like, y'all talking about my feet? Bitch, I'm in Mexico.
You better
like,
say that. Yeah.
No bullshit. Hell yeah, but shit like who you fucking with now, like out of the niggas that's rapping like in Milwaukee, like out of the new generation?
I fuck with Slim Dog.
Yeah, shout out Slim Dog.
Yeah, he was up in this motherfucker, man.
Yeah.
You know, I fuck with Killer Bear. I fuck with plenty motherfuckers, man, on that shit. But you know, I'm really focusing on me right now.
Yeah.
Everybody really focusing on them. So that's really what I'm focusing on. Because I done tapped in with a few people though. You know what I'm saying? I did a couple features, paid for a few features.
Mm.
I paid for one. I just did one with Big C.
Big C? Oh, yeah.
I just did a feature with Big C. I paid for one with Lil Trey.
Yeah.
But, you know, I got and that shit finna pop out. That shit finna come out, too. But I'm really, right now, I ain't finna drop no tape too soon. I'm finna really just build some traction. I'm just finna drop some singles and some visuals.
Okay.
And content. That's really what I'm finna focus on.
Yeah. Cause like I ain't gonna lie, everybody playing it work different for them. You know what I'm saying?
Talk different folks.
It's work different. Like some niggas can get lit, like drop single
yeah.
and like this one pop. Like okay, now we running with this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
everything
it work. But I just know, like we was talking about yesterday, bro. Like long as you putting shit out,
facts, consistent.
Yeah, you gotta
and
be
that's,
consistent.
That's where I used to lack at consistency. And then you know I had to sit down with one of my partners before. And we was all just in there, you know what I'm saying, popping our shit. And motherfucker like, bro, you drop like one video a year.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Like, who is you?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I had to sit down and think like, damn, you right. And then all the niggas that I see popping, that's popping right now, is niggas that I done seen drop 100 videos. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about dropping. I'm talking even when them niggas ain't had, they clothes and look like shit.
Yeah.
I done been in the rooms with these niggas, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, with these niggas' favorite rappers, I done been in the room with these niggas.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about, I'm standing next to them looking like I'm the rapper. No, for real. With it on me, too.
Yeah.
And these, I'm looking at these like this. But, you know what I'm saying? But that let them know that these niggas was hungry.
Yeah.
That's why I don't never hate on these niggas. You know what I'm saying? They grind like they really hungry. They really on that. They really believe in themselves.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's hard to believe in yourself. Because one thing about you, you're always your worst critic. You're always going to second guess yourself sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You always think sometimes you're saying inadequate. You dig? So, yeah, I give it to the young niggas. Because, like I said, them niggas is in there with dirty t-shirts and all this shit. And I'm in this motherfucker $10,000-$15,000 in my pocket.
Yeah.
No capping either. You know what I'm saying?
Boy,
for real.
No, for real. Now, I know you familiar with Sauce Walker. Everybody knows Sauce Walker, dog. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? He a real P.
Yeah,
so I was watching him. He been on his run, his promo run.
Right.
And he basically, the shit with Johnny Dang, you know what I'm saying, went viral. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then I guess he went with somebody that, you know what I'm saying, that used to work for him. He quit, or I don't know if he got quit or got fired or whatever.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But what you think about that shit? Like, because Johnny Dang basically like, man, I knew him for 30 years. You could have just hit me up. Like, what you think?
Yeah. I just think sometimes, you know, like I said, but like you said, it's a promo run.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's doing this to
cause
traction.
Yeah.
So I can't knock a motherfucker, but you know, like, but if you have a relationship with a motherfucker, hit a motherfucker directly, though. That shit is shitting all, you know what I'm saying? Everything ain't for the internet, you know what I'm saying? That's if you have a relationship, but if he had a motive behind this shit, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's all I really got to say about that shit. But if it's my nigga, I ain't gonna, you know what I'm saying, I ain't gonna go to the internet.
Nah.
I'm gonna really go pop with you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I'm the kind of nigga, if me and my nigga fall out, I pull you in a room and beat you up behind closed doors and then shake your hand and we you know
done.
What I'm saying? That's it. We don't need no cameras out. I ain't gonna, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? For real. If I fuck with you, if I got love for you, if I call you my nigga, I really stand on that.
Yeah.
You know, for real.
Hell yeah. Well, I know there was some other shit that he was saying that I was fucking with, like I was listening to. Like, he basically was saying how the new age pimping is different. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was like basically saying that, you know, it's all these different sites, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's OnlyFans. He was like, he was like, you got to tap in. He said, you got to tap in with all the hustles because it ain't no street corner shit no more. You know what I'm saying?
And you must be asking me this because you done heard something about what I was doing in the
summer. Yeah, but you know, I can't say too much. You know, I ain't going to say too much. You know, I ain't like that, right?
Man, say that.
You know what I'm saying?
No, for real, though. It's a whole nother ball game, though. Like I said, you got to adapt. You got you know what I'm saying? You got to know how to adapt. You know, I'm a master at reinventing myself, you know what I'm saying? So that's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? I keep my ear to the streets and see what's going on, and I'm going to tap in, you know what I'm saying? It ain't about trying to be young. It's about just still living.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of our elders, they stuck in the past. That's why they, you know what I'm saying, stuck like that. I'm going on, you know what I'm saying? As we go, I'm steady popping it.
Facts.
I'm still having motion. I'm still active in a lot of fields, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't got to talk about too much, but still active in a lot of shit, you know what I'm saying, for real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you got OnlyFans and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like,
OnlyFans, Pornhub,
that shit. And he was trying to say, like, well, the Sharp, he was like, man, you ain't supposed to fuck your hoes and all that shit. Then Sauce Walker was like, man, it's a whole new time, bro.
Man,
like,
listen, because for one, the bitches that's going to pay you is the bitches that like you anyway, you know what I'm saying? So that's one thing. And then on top of that, the hoes is the biggest tricks. They really paying you for your dick. You know what I'm saying? The tricks paying them for the pussy and they paying you for your dick.
Facts.
That's just what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Facts. Hell yeah, man. Because I know, like, sometimes, like, that shit ain't for the weak, though. You know what I'm saying?
No,
like,
hell no. You got to have thick skin.
Yeah.
Bitches done got me locked up. I done had babies by them and all kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? I called myself pimping and I done left that motherfucker in there and pre-came and...
Said, fuck it,
boss!
but shit, like, I know you obviously ain't just killing no kids.
No,
you like,
no,
shit,
no.
Like, man, fuck it. This is what happened.
No.
Oh, you try? Okay,
we ain't gonna. I ain't.
Nah, yeah.
I try to. I love my kid now. I love him now, but I try to get rid of him.
At the time, you like,
I didn't
man,
want no smoke.
Yeah, at the time.
But that's because I seen how toxic she was, and I already seen how it went. You know what I'm saying? But that's my little nigga, though. I love my son and shit, but yeah. It was crazy.
Yeah, dog. Like, you know, Milwaukee, dog. Like we said earlier, like, this shit, like, going fed, bro. We up. You know what I'm saying? We turned right now.
Yeah.
Like, out of you, like.
That's why I jumped in. That's why I jumped back in. That's why I'm getting back in. I'm finna do me a promo run.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's why we just did the no rap cap.
Yeah.
You know, this, you know, I had to come bless you first.
Yeah.
Like, no, I said, nigga, you, I remember you from the mixtape thing. What? Nigga, mixtape, nigga. Barking on my shit.
Yeah, going crazy, dog. Yeah.
What you was finna say though about as far as music and what artists, what you was finna ask?
No, I forgot them.
Yeah, like something about who I'm fucking with, like what artists.
No, I said with Milwaukee going fed. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you know all this shit getting captured on camera now, like, because you know, like, we go back. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the craziest shit you done seen without saying no names that ain't never hit the internet that you done just seen in Milwaukee? Period.
What you mean, like?
Just like a crazy situation you done seen, like, cause you see the motherfuckers, like, all type of shit be happening, bro, like in the city.
I seen one of y'all rapper friends picking up a trainee on 15th and North Avenue.
Nah, you playing, dog.
Man, what? I don't play no games. Nigga, you real? Facts. Nigga, what you talking about? Dope dating, too, on my baby. He was a whole fact.
Damn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you know, that was a couple years ago. He ain't really relevant right now anyway. But yeah, shit like that, though. That's what I seen.
Yeah, tell me
like
you off camera because I don't want to touch his hands. I don't want to touch his hands, bro. Like,
that shit crazy.
Yeah, man. That's fucked up, though.
Yeah, but no, that's what was crazy. He was picking up a trainee off 15th and North.
Damn.
I mean, I don't know if he was finna serve him or what, but it just didn't look right to me. Because he was too incognito.
I'm trying to be low.
Low as a motherfucker.
Yeah, that's it, crazy. Mm-hmm. Hey, yeah, dog, I got something for you, dog. You pulled up this motherfucker, dog. I got something for you, dog. All
right.
About to play a motherfucking game, man.
Here we go.
This shit is called the Big Guys
you
Box, man.
You better say it.
Hey, look, you get 60 seconds with the box, but mm-hmm. you got to answer each question in the box in 20 seconds or less, man. You ready?
Yeah, I'm going to answer
man, this. Man, come on, man. Fuck it up, man. You got one question, motherfucker. Answer that bitch, man. Let's see. Read out loud what it say.
Name a Milwaukee rapper that rubbed you the wrong way on your way up.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna really say they rubbed me wrong, but I paid for a couple. I got a feature with Munch Lauren before.
Yeah.
I got a feature with Looney Baby before.
Yeah.
And so like I said, I tagged them in it and I ain't get no stains shared back.
Yeah.
So I really, that really showed me like it's really business. This ain't friendship.
Right.
So I ain't gonna say it rubbed me wrong. I guess I don't know why niggas ain't sure. I guess my name wasn't popping enough or what. I don't know. But that just really showed me that, you know what I'm saying? This ain't no friendship, it's business.
Right.
You dig know what I'm saying? So that's what it was.
Well, but shit, either one of them, did you just hit them up and be like, hey, bro, share this shit real quick? Or
no, I just was tagging them. You know, I got pride too. So okay. I don't, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna come off as no groupie or no fan. I really, like I say, you know, if you doing business, you an entity, right? You an entity. I'm gonna come at you as an entity. I'm going to pay for your services. This is what I want. I'm going to let you know what I want. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I expect. You know what I mean? Because out the gate, I'm going to let you like, yeah, bro, I'm going to tap you in it. Da, da, da. I just want the same shares. But,
facts.
You know, but yeah. But that was some years ago with Looney, baby, though. That really went, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I hollered at him since then, too, though.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. But free Looney, man.
But yeah. Oh, yeah, free loon.
Free loon,
yeah.
Man.
Because he still that like I say, that little nigga was hot. He was like motivating. Yeah. And then, you know, and then Mike.
Yeah.
I fuck with dog too, you know what I'm saying? Because he remind me of me. And then a lot of kids should be seeing me like Mike. I was just in a bar the other day with some of my female friends, and this one lady gonna come up to me, talk about some, that's Mike off Center Street. Like, girl, I ain't no motherfucker Mike off Center Street. I'm older than bro. You know what I'm saying? But
I ain't gonna lie, y'all real similar, bro. Yeah, I ain't gonna say too much, but
personality.
Y'all
character.
Yeah, y'all real similar, bro. That's all I'm gonna say, bro. Y'all got the same background type shit.
Oh no, for real.
Definitely. Hell yeah, dog. Who you wanna shout out, dog, before you got this motherfucker?
Man, listen, I got this song. My song just reached 10K on YouTube with it's called Dumpin' Woods with C-Mo Dollar.
Y'all go check that
out.
Dollars,
yeah,
man.
Shout out C-Mo. That's my boy. Yeah. It's called Dumpin' Woo. Shout out all my niggas. And shout out whoever fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? And y'all finna start seeing me. I'm finna invade this internet.
Facts.
With my personality.
No bullshit.
You know, for real. And shout out my nigga DJ Jerry.
Yeah, you know what's going on.
Yeah, love.
No bullshit. You already know what the fuck it is, man. Mix DJ Jerry, aka the voice of the streets.
Say that.
It's that motherfucking Mixed Trevor's Radio, man. Plenty Swagger.
What's bitch, that? Yeah. Love, fool. Knew that.